opening up for Miss Daisy this Thursday morning, the 1st of July, 1971. Channel 1, right? And I'm setting it up for Miss Daisy this 1st of July, the 1st of July, Thursday morning, the 1st of July, 1971. Channel 1, right? And I'm setting up for Miss Daisy this Thursday morning, the 1st of July, 1971. Channel 1, right? Channel 1, right? And I'm setting it up for Miss Daisy this 1st of July, the Thursday, the 1st of July, 1971. Channel 1, right? And I'm setting up for Miss Daisy this Thursday morning, the 1st of July, 1971. Channel 1, right? Channel 1, right? And I'm setting up for Miss Daisy this Thursday morning, the 1st of July, 1971.
Now, in Philip's lifetime, all back there where you see them trees, he used to have a garden. But that his, you see his lot joins that. And it's a big place back there they could use, you see, all where you see them trees, but nobody use it now.
He had a tree, he had fruit trees.
There's orange trees all back there. They've got nice orange trees all back there in that stuff where you see.
Back where?
Where we been?
You talk about being walled in. Miss Daisy took me to some place that was really walled in. He hadn't seen it, so we just have to tell him, I guess.
Just tell me the name of it.
Sawyer's house.
Yes.
I told you, I showed him where they lived the other day. He didn't see what they're living in, though.
No.
We went back there, Mr. Miles. So we was coming on out. Miss Miles said, well, I don't see how they live back here. I'm scared.
Oh, it's grown up.
Growed up. Yes, sir. It's growed up.
Got trees where the garden was.
Yes, sir.
Good.
Trees all around the house. And all in the yard, there's plenty of bushes. Ain't it? You can't hardly tell where the yard is. But when he was living, it wasn't like that.
Well, how was it, Miss Daisy, when he was there?
It was clean and nice, and he had garden all back there on the back. He worked that land back there on the back of that house and kept it clean.
Oh, he worked land back there.
Yeah, when he was living. But when he died, he placed it somewhere. Of course, he was dead a good while before his wife died. But she didn't take no interest in nothing, so it was growing up before she died. She didn't try to keep it. But when he was living, him and them children kept it up. Because he made them work.
Yeah.
He worked and they worked.
sat there and just let that grow up.
Grow up. With all them big boys. All his boys was almost grown when he died.
They was big enough.
They was big enough to work, and they did work.
Now, was that just under bushes and things, right up to the back?
Mm-hmm, but they wasn't there then. They wasn't there in his lifetime. And it's the road back there on the end of the kitchen. It would go all the way across to another place they had over there. That was, I think it was Philip's grandmother's place back there. She had a nice place back there. Peaches, and pear trees, fig trees, things, fruit trees.
Oh, really?
They had a garden spot back there. You could go back there. It was grown up some, but not all the way up like it is now. You could travel back there. Oh, and I was so scared to go back there. Then it was so thick back then. But it's thick enough.
Just good ground back there. Things grow.
Yes, it's good ground back there.
Nobody at his grandmother's old place?
No, sir. Ain't nobody there. I just wonder if the old house fell down. What become of here? I can't go back there to see.
I didn't see a road this morning. There could have been.
Yeah, it's a road, but I told you it's them growed up bushes, trees high up there. Some of that stuff was right in the road. Yeah, nobody go back there. Nobody cared for it.
He was right in the community in his time.
Talking about Philip?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
He went to Sunday school and took them boys?
Yes, sir. Go to Sunday school every Sunday morning. Go to church every Sunday. When it wasn't his church day, he'd go to our church day.
Yeah.
They had another little church up there. Not far from his house. You see where that lumber was piled?
Yeah.
Or did you notice?
Yeah. Anything?
Well, just above that, it used to be a church there. It was called Zion Church. He'd go there.
Right there close to his house?
Right there, as I said, right there on the edge of his yard.
Where that lumber was?
Yeah. Just
well,
a little on this
side. Maybe you never told me about that.
Just a little on. Little above where that lumber was at, that's where the church was.
Who went there, Miss Daisy?
Who was in that church?
Uh-huh.
Gwyneth's grandmother, she was a member of that church.
Well, that's where she went.
Raya Pye, she was a member of that church, and her mother. Oh, and there's just a bunch of them there, member of that church.
Who was the last one?
Huh? Raya, where you stayed with Miss Bessie?
Who's?
That was her church.
Oh.
What's tore down now.
Oh, that was her church.
That was her church. And her mother's church. Her brother's church. Bennett's grandmother's church. Oh, they have a good bunch of them there.
Where Boots is. Where was she brought up?
There. To that church was towed down. After that church went down, you see, Bridget was living way up here somewhere, up there, for a long time. But when she come from up there, wherever she was, then she put her membership in our church.
Yeah.
She was a Baptist when she died.
Did she grow up? Where?
In that Zion Church.
Where she lived?
Hmm? Where you see her mother. She lived right over there to Midway. Her mother had home over there.
Oh.
And she lived over there.
You mean play on up there at Centerpoint?
Who? After this church went down, then Butch, she went to Centerpoint.
I'm talking about where her mother lived.
Where her mother lived.
I don't know where Midway is.
I don't just know what become of her mother's house. But after her mother died, somebody told me it went for tax. And somebody, I believe Zeb got it. Seemed to me like somebody told me Zeb bought it. After it went up for tax, and then the children's wouldn't take care of it. Well, now she had two girls. I think two boys. Might have had more than that. I can't remember now, but I know one of her sons. That was John Woody. And I can't think of the other name. That was Mariah. And then she had a sister in Mickinoka. And they had a sister on the East Coast. So none of these here wouldn't take care of it. And she started to do it. She started to buy it. She said no, she wasn't going to live. She had no notion of ever living here anymore. Of course, she done bought her home down there in Daytona, and she didn't need to. So, if they didn't think enough of it and they were living here, anybody that wanted was welcome to it. And I think Zebby boy, I think that's where his house is. Of course, he built on to it. She lived in a small house. Her house wasn't no big house.
And that was in Midway.
Mm-hmm. Right over there. You know where Walt Wood stayed? Yeah, just on this side of him. Right there where Zeb stayed.
Oh, that's Midway.
Uh-huh.
Well, I didn't know that.
I don't know.
Yeah, it'd be right there at Zeb's house.
Mm-hmm.
And he built on to it, too.
Yes, ma'am. You know, it used to be a schoolhouse up here next to the white folks' church. Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm.
It used to be a schoolhouse there. And I think Zebby bought that. Bought that whole house. And built on the hill.
Oh. Well, Zebby's been right enterprising fella.
Oh, yeah, so. Zeb believes in doing things around his place, Mr. Miles, is just as clean as this. Ain't it?
It is so.
Is that right?
Yes, sir.
He got it all cleaned up.
All clean around his place. Look like he's getting it ready to plant.
Yeah. But he got a hold of a little money to work with, didn't he?
Yes, sir. Well, he's worked all his life. Ever since I know him, he worked. Just like he worked now.
Yeah, a lot of people do, but they still don't get a hold of much money.
That's right. Yeah, I think he saved all of his what he ain't got to have.
Mm-hmm.
I think he buys something when he just have to buy something.
Yeah.
He ain't one of these kind of buy it cause I see it and got money to buy it. He can look at it and let it alone.
Oh.
And that really shows up in the long run, don't it?
It do.
Now, Philip, he was right enterprising, too.
Mm-hmm. How about Philip's son?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. He farmed. He made pretty good money. Some years, he made good money. some years it was short. And every year he lived, he done some work on his house. Yes, sir.
Guy, that's a...
If his porch was getting weak, he fixed it.
Yeah.
He done what he could, and what he couldn't do, he'd pay somebody else to do. He kept that house up. And it was a pretty house. He had it done. He painted it every once in a while. He didn't paint it every year, but he'd paint it enough to keep it looking like a house.
Now, did it always have that nice big porch?
They ain't done a thing to it since he died. That's just like he left it.
Now,
that big front porch and a little back porch right at the kitchen. Well, she'd sit out there on that little porch in the kitchen, fix her vegetables and things, what she was going to cook, or peel pears and or fruits or any kind she was going to put up. But she had that little back porch there to put it, clean it up. Didn't have to go far to the kitchen, just open the door and go right in.
And there was more air stirring out there.
That's right.
Now that's on the right side of the house. And then that big room that comes out in the middle is...
Now that was her bedroom. Her bedroom, I don't know where you know the door or not, but you could go right off of the front porch and there's a door right there. Mm-hmm. You go hidden. You go. That's where she slept. Right. Down further, it was the boys' room. Well, the boys, I think, had two rooms. On the back, next to all that was growed up. Mm-hmm. Well, the girls, they lived back there.
Mm-hmm. And then the living room.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Well, you see, his right next to the front porch. You see, you go off the front porch and have a door to go right into the living room.
And then another door to go into her bedroom.
Yes, right. And door here, go into her bedroom. Door there, go into the living room. Well, on the inside, every room had a door you could lock.
Oh.
Every room.
It's a big house.
Had a door.
And a great big living room, and the living room looks like it's sort of built out by itself. It comes out like this. It's real interesting, the way that living room comes out. I'm glad I saw it.
Yes, I've been all through it, all over that house. Me and her used to visit one another, you know. But after her husband died, it looked like something went wrong. Because she didn't have no interest in nothing. She drank. After her husband died, you know, I didn't know she drank till her husband died.
Oh, she's the one who never went to church. He did, but she didn't.
Oh, she didn't go to church. Now and then, once in a while, she might go to church. But if she go to church this Sunday, you need to look for her next. And then look for the next one. Look for her when you see her there again.
But now, when you visited over there, you all never talked about church.
I didn't talk much to her about church, because she didn't appreciate it.
Didn't
want
to talk about it.
No.
And you don't know how come she did that?
No, I don't know. I don't know, and I didn't try to find out. I never did ask. It's Joel used to tell me, he said, Daisy, say, I think we ought to go and see Lizzie and talk with her and try to find out what happened. I said, let me tell you something. I said, whatever happens, doesn't happen. I said, I wasn't there when it happened. And I'm not going there to try to spring nothing with Lizzie. I said, she's a grown woman. I said, she was full grown before it ever happened. Had all the children she got now. Before it ever happened. I said, you know we can't do nothing with Lizzie but make her mad. I said, I'm not going to ask them nothing.
You mean at one time she did go to church?
Who, Lizzie? She'd go to church once in a while. She never was.
You mean clear on back?
Yes, sir. She'd go to church once in a while. Philip and them children, they'd go to church. Because Philip was camp. But Lizzie stayed home.
And Miss Daisy, the church was right in her yard.
Now, this was his church down here. This Methodist church, that was Philip's church. That's where he had all his children was brought up in church. And now, he ain't got but one, you might say, is in the church. And that's Winnie.
Clyde's wife?
Clyde's wife. She go to church about every Sunday, but these boys, they ain't bothered. As I tell Buddy sometimes, I say, Buddy, I want to ask you something. All right, ask me. I said, how did you just quit the church like you did? I said, as long as your daddy lived and was able to go. I said, you went to church every Sunday. He said, I had to go. I said, that's why you went. Yeah, I had to go. You know I had to go. I said, it looked like after you had to go so long, it didn't look like you'd have just went yourself. Well, I don't know. I said, I just don't see. And I know.
He's like his mama. He just goes.
That's right.
Now and then.
No. He went to Adam's funeral. I don't know when he had been before then. He ain't been back.
Did you go?
To Adam's funeral? I didn't go.
You didn't like Adam?
Oh, yes. I liked Adam all right. But I don't like funerals. I don't like to go to. And I don't go to funerals often. Now, just somebody I've been with all the time and been around and new friends. Now I go to their funeral, but it's just because I think the family think I should. It's not because I want to go. I don't like no funeral. I don't know what they do to me, but they do something to me. I don't feel good afterwards. Now, Bessie, she went to Adam's funeral, but I was so surprised until I got to thinking about it. They all belonged to that Paul Barrow Lodge down there. She did too. So she went, so she come back that Monday. She told me, she said, I went to the funeral. Yes, did it? Oh, and I just broke down. I said, yeah. I said, where you going to break at the next time? I said, I was surprised when I see you went, until I thought about you was a member of that lodge, that you didn't have to go, of course, you were there. I said, how was the funeral? She said, it was nice. Said it was just quiet. See, everybody said, didn't nobody cry but me. Said, I just couldn't help it. She said, no, I wasn't crying. about Adam. So I got to thinking about my son. And I think her son been dead 2 or 3 years.
Yeah.
She said, I just got to thinking about him and thinking how close him and Adam used to be. And I said, Miss Daisy, I just couldn't hold my peace.
Is that right?
Mm. But she's been getting along all right ever since.
Yes, Adam. Adam in his time was a pretty active fella.
He was active in his time.
Even after I come down here, he's around working. He didn't do any steady work after I got out.
No.
Here.
Not after he quit farming for himself. I don't think he done no steady work for nobody else. I think he kind of worked around with the man that owned that place up there. You know, he worked for them, I think, till they all died. But they lived in that little house.
He just do little jobs.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, that's a great help in a neighborhood to have
yes,
somebody.
Yes, sir.
I've seen him over Miss Bessie patching up reports and trimming those that big camellia bush.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's right, nice.
He was here.
Now you never had Adam help you.
I tell you, a little bit. I had. Adam cut my hedge once. Not only just that close to the porch. I think it's 4 little trees. And he charged me $2 to cut it. I paid him. But I told myself, that won't happen no more. It didn't hardly take him 30 minutes to do it. That was too expensive for me. So I had some old scissors there and I started cutting it myself. Well, Samuel, he cut it a few times. He quit. So I got all by myself. But I was JC, he used to come down from Gainesville and cut it. He used to keep his clippers in his car. And he'd come down here. He'd cut it all before he'd go back. So he don't come regularly. When I see him, I don't think about telling him to bring the clippers when you come back.
Yeah.
He'd cut it.
Well, I don't have any clippers.
I can't do nothing with them.
Yeah.
I can't.
You just don't like them, do you?
I can't use clippers.
What's the trouble?
I don't know. Ain't got sense enough. All I can say.
Oh, Miss Daisy.
Yeah, it takes a lot of sense to use them clippers.
Mm-hmm. Plenty more than I got.
Yeah.
You know, Guy, I didn't even know where Florida May lived until Miss Daisy took me up there this morning.
That's shameful, isn't it? Not know where your neighbors live.
Now, you talk about Philip Sawyer's house being the bushes coming right up to the porch and the windows.
Mm-hmm.
Not that way over yonder.
Mm-mm.
So Florida May keeps it trimmed up?
Herself. Florida May is wanting to charge her so much. Florida May bought her a pair of clippers and bought herself a lawnmower. She mowed her yard and she cut her hedge. because I left that Florida. She said, I told them. Miss Daisy said, last time they mowed that little yard. It cost me $3.50. So I paid him. And I told him, this your last three you get from me. Cut it myself and let it grow up. It don't worth it, and I ain't gonna pay it. So you won't have to come back here no more. Luda used to do it for. She do it herself. She been doing it a long time.
And Luda charged her $3.50?
Hmm?
And Luda charged her
$3.50? Yes, sir. And that's his uncle. But that don't mean nothing. Nothing at all.
Why, Walt looked as if he had on the fanciest shirt and just pressed.
He stayed like that.
Why, he's the most dressed up.
He stayed like that.
Oh, he does.
Yes, sir. Anytime he can't work, he can't do nothing. He can be clean and decent, and he is.
I'm clean.
Oh, yes.
But I don't look
But you
like
ain't shining like Walt.
Oh, he shines.
You see, you wax. Walt don't wax.
And he wears good clothes.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, he wears good clothes. Anytime she go to the store and see anything she want him to have, she get it. He don't buy nothing. Walt don't have no expenses whatever. He don't have no expenses of taking care of his clothes. He don't have no trouble about nothing to eat or nothing to wear. Florida will get made, gets out and do it. Well, I heard somebody say, the welfare pays her so much to stay there and take care of it. Well, he ain't in the bed. If he gets sick enough to go to bed, Florida may stay there. But if he's up walking around, Florida may walk right up to a job somewhere. Anyway, she don't stay all day. She go early in the morning, she get back home between 12 and 1 o'clock. Well, she there all the balance of that day. So the devil or some got in time the other week. He's going to stop her from work. If she didn't stop work, he was going to have her took off of the welfare. I can do it, and I will do it. They're paying you to stay here and take care of me. I said, he ain't said nothing. I said, I guess he could have it cut off. So Miss Jane went over there one day, and I think Florida May's check had come. I don't know what kind now, I don't know what kind of check it was. But she didn't have no better sense to tell Walt. And Walt, I'm going back to the store with Miss Jane. And I get my check cashed down there. Woo, what she want to sit at? Oh, well, she better not cash it. You can't cash it unless I sign, and I'm not going to sign it. Not going to sign it. Miss Jane told me, Miss Jane said, Daisy, I never see the walk in such mood. She said, whoa, he just red and red. I said, well, why? She said, I don't know. She said, I don't know. I said, well, what did y'all do about it? She said, she come on with me. But Clyde told me that Walt, he didn't know what would come of the check. Miss Jane and Florida may have been in the room tending to some business, and that was about all. So Miss Jane signed it in the room. Miss Jane kept it. She carried on to the store with her. And when Florida May got through her work down there, Miss Jane cast it and gave Florida May his money. I said, now what good did it do him to go on like that? I said, he know he can't see. I said, how he gonna sign? He can't see. Clyde said, well, that's what he said. I said, but they got it signed and cashed it. And she got her money. I said, you see, he didn't know what he was talking about. He'll tell you what you better not do. You ain't gonna do so-and-so when they come to find out you done already done it or you doing on it.
Now, has Walt been sort of peppery all his time?
Mm-hmm.
Way on back.
Mm-hmm.
You ever see him fly off?
Mm-mm. I never was around him any time when he was having, but they had plenty of.
You heard about it?
Yes, I heard about it. One thing wrong with Walk, he's already lazy, you know. Well, after him and Florida May married, and then she just humored him, you see. She's a hard working woman, always have work. It's good for her to work. She stays just as fat. So everything he wanted, she tried to get it from him. When she worked, when she get her money, when he was healthy, she give him her money to keep. All right, he give her what he want her to have. I remember the times when we used to be at church and she'd want money to put in collection. She'd have to go to him in church and get it. Well, he don't never put but a nickel in. And he think that's all you should put in. 1 5-cent. And if I ain't got but a nickel to go in collection, I don't put nothing. It just looks too sorry to me. But she done stop that now. She keeps her own money. Now. And I reckon he be as confused about that. I guess he don't like that. He don't know what she spend. He don't know what she spend. Well, he don't have to. He didn't work for it, but she started him to know what she do. But I didn't.
But now, she worked for Miss Flora.
Yes, she worked for Miss Flora.
And did Miss Flora know that she'd come up and give Walt that money?
I don't know. I don't know where. I don't know who knowed it, but I know one thing. I know it. And some other folk know it.
How long you been knowing it?
How long I been knowing it? Before she ever started working for Miss Flora, I knowed it when she was working for Miss Agnes Smith. She worked for Miss Smith a long time. Before she went to Miss Flora. She was working, she's working for Miss Agnes before Miss Flora married.
That's all.
Did Miss Agnes know she took that money home and gave it to Walt?
She might have, but I ain't never heard Miss Agnes say nothing about it. But I believe she knew it, because I believe Florida Mae would tell her.
She wouldn't said, keep a secret. She wouldn't keep that.
She don't keep no secrets.
Yeah.
Because she think she right, you see. I know she told me when I get my money, I carry it home and I don't stop till I put it in Walker's hand. I said, what you put in his hands for? He keep it and take care of it. I said, not me. I said, if I'm able to work and meet payday, I'm able to take care of it myself. I said, then don't get my money. I keep mine, he keep his. I buy what I want and he buy what he please. So something happened. I don't know what happened. I know she done quit now. She has money herself.
So she don't have to put a nickel in the collection.
She don't have. She put in what she wanna in the church.
Yeah.
Really, I know she has money. Cause she oftentimes gives me a little piece of money. She buy me nice gifts. And then she used to couldn't do it. But she do not.
She gave you that iron.
Yes. Yeah, she give me a dollar. And about every time I get where she is, she give me a dollar. If it's in the store or to her mom's. If she gonna get to me to her mom house, she get to me like that. And I know he don't know it. That's when I know she got money. She keeps her money. No.
Yeah.
She buy what she please.
Well, that's mighty nice of her.
Yes. She just as sweet as she can be. She just talks so much.
She's sweet as she can be, except when she ain't sweet.
Yeah, she talk too much. But she's really nice to me.
Well, now she totes off food for the funeral. To walk.
To walk. Oh, yeah. I think she gonna find out he ain't no baby. And he ain't no bank. Keeps her money herself. And she's just as smart as she can be.
What can she do, Miss Daisy?
So what can she do? She can't do nothing but work, just like she was. Wash, iron, clean house, cook. She can do that.
Well, that's a whole lot, ain't it?
Yes, sir. She can do that. And do it.
And she works down to church, too.
Yes, ma'am. She works. Anything going on that just clean it up or cooking down there, anything, she there.
She don't back out?
No, sir.
When it comes to little work.
She mostly works in the afternoon where she be done her little job. Wherever she's working at Saturday morning, she going. She go when she get ready. She go early. Start her work.
Well, now, is she the only one of Dora's crowd that really works?
No, she ain't. Now, many works all the time.
Yeah.
Many. Clyde, she used to work. But after Mama got so feeble, the Minnie didn't have time to fool with her. Dance didn't have time to see after. Yeah, they plainly said they couldn't stay there. Well, rightly they couldn't. Florida Mae had to see Bob walk. He was sick. And I think Minnie got 6 or 7 children, you know, the welfare put there. And Minnie see after them But I think the welfare supports them. She get a check from them every month. Whys? I wouldn't fool with them children if it wasn't mine for what you get out of it. They give you something for it, but they do not pay what it was to take care of a bunch of children. You see, I know.
How you know?
Course I done see them so many times, so long, and so much. See, my mother, she was the mother of 10 children. And I am the firstborn.
Oh, are you?
I'm the oldest one of them.
So you know all about them children.
Well, as soon as I got old enough, I had to see at hers. When you come, I had to take care of her children. Well, after her children growed up, where they could kind of take care of themselves, I think my aunt, my daddy's brother's wife, she had about 7. Well, I helped to take care of them. I had 3. I had to take care of them. Doris had 7 or 8 or 9 or something. Well, I had to take care of them. It ain't funny.
I know it's not, Daisy, but it's 7 or 8 or 9. It's not funny. No.
No, it's not funny.
Uh-uh.
Taking care of children. And when you go to try to take care of them, I see many, she ain't never had no children of her own. No. She had none but them unknown ones they put there for her to see it. As I told Doris, I knowed Minnie was a fool. I said, but I didn't know she was that big a fool. I said, I wouldn't take them children for what I got. I'd rather get out there in that field. I make more and feel better. You see, she's got to be responsible for them children. If anything happens to them, she got to know why. Does she get a check once a month? I don't know how much she get. But one thing I do know, she could make more working out in that field. And she get for taking care of them and feel better. Well, you see, when time to knock off and she knock off that field, well, then she's free till in the morning. She's never free with 7 children.
Oh, well, you mean she keeps them around the clock?
Keep them all the time.
They live there.
Day and night.
Live with them. Day and night, wash, iron, cook for them, take them to the doctor, go back to see them, prepare them for school, and you got to see that they do go there to school. If anything happen between them and the teacher, use the first one to go see about it. No.
Well, now, you'd said that before over here, but I didn't realize that she just had
just got them there, Mr. Miles, all the time. Some of them in pretty good health, and some of them sick. Let me see, she had 1 or 2 to die over there. Something wrong with one's head.
Oh, really? Oh, they probably come to her in bad shape.
That's right, they were. Not me.
Oh, now these are not relatives of hers. They're just children that need to be taken care of.
They're just children to be taken care of.
I see.
Some of them, now she got one there. Baby, he's just beginning to try to walk. I think she had him since he's about a month old.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, I see. She just takes care of children.
Yes.
And the welfare pays her.
The welfare pays her.
Mm-hmm. She can do that at home.
Mm-hmm. Now, when she get a day, 2 days' work, she bring them children out here and put them on Dora.
Oh.
Dora have to sell them while she go away.
Mm-hmm.
I told Dora, not me. I wouldn't miss my... I wouldn't. No.
And Dora's not well.
Dora's not well, and Dora's not young.
And where does Minnie live?
She live up here till Oridan.
Oh, I see.
But Florida to me, you never see her draggy and...
She just Florida me every time I see her.
That's always gay.
That's Florida me.
Laughs.
Mm-hmm.
Tell
talk, you. My savior. She can talk.
But she laughs and has a big time.
Mm-hmm. She, now, what the most of them call a big time, she don't have that. She don't go out. She don't go to the jokes.
But she talks to you.
Fun she have is when she going to work.
Yeah.
Go to the job. Stop by Ma's house. And if I happen to be there, she have lots of fun with me.
Yeah.
When they's preparing meals down at the church, that she have fun there. The other fun she have it on the jaw.
Well, now, when she, when you over there, she stopped by her mother's house, she had fun. What kind of fun does she have?
Well, just talking and laughing about different things. Things that happen, mostly what she done for walk or what she done for somebody at work. That's the most thing Florida may have to talk about. What?
What did she say about that? See, I never heard her talk.
She, you ain't never heard her talk? Yeah, she just talk about, well, I work for Miss So-and-so sitting such a day, and I had to do so-and-so. I said, oh, you didn't have to do, you just done it. She said, well, I promised to do it, and I think I had it to do. Then another reason I think I had to do, I needed money. And I was working for money. You know, Walker can't get nothing but that little old check, saying if they stop getting that, he won't have nothing. I said, yeah, he will. I said, if you have anything, he'll have some. She said, oh, yeah, so I'll get him some of it.
Now, what else is it? Tell us something else.
That's all she needs.
Tell us something else she talks about.
What else she talk? That's all she talk about. She don't go nowhere to see nobody talk about. If I ain't nothing to talk about. She don't know nothing.
Yeah, well, she talk about her work. What else she say about her
work? That's her work. Where she work at?
Yeah.
Well, you see, she works for Miss Jane. She works for Miss Gloria. She works for Miss Flora. And I don't know who else she works for. Nobody, I don't reckon. And
What does she say about it when she works for them?
When she works for them? She don't have nothing to say about it. She just knows she, what she got to do, and she know we
well,
know it.
You just said when you was there, she come in from work, and you all just talk at big time.
Well, that's
now,
what,
now
that's
you
what
see,
we talked about.
Well, now tell me another case of what she
talked
about.
What she talked about?
Yeah.
I told you she would tell me she had to work.
Well, what'd she do? When?
What do she do?
I mean, when was it?
You talking about when she working?
Anywhere, yeah.
She She's washing on.
What did she tell you about that?
Well, she tell me she on sitting 6 days. Well, she washes and on the same day.
When was that? Where? Who she do that for?
That's been a long time, because it's been a long time since I've been close to Florida. I don't know when I have seen her. I don't see her every day.
No,
we didn't see her this morning. She's gone this morning.
Yeah, she sure was. I'm sorry about that.
I don't know when I will see her. Just now and then we get together.
Yeah. Well, now, she's right flashy looking, too.
Mm-hmm.
She wears flashy.
It's all right.
Huh?
She can get about, too.
How you mean?
I'm talking about she can walk. It don't worry her to walk. She go up there and work, and finish her job, put her foot in the road, and walk home. And she get ready.
And that's a long piece, too.
Mm-hmm.
We know that this morning.
Uh-huh.
But now she's right flashy looking.
Yeah.
She don't wear an apron like you do.
She do.
Does she?
Yeah, she
does. Yes, she do.
She had on a big green plastic hat the other morning, Florida made.
Oh,
I saw a great big green hat that the sun could shine through.
Oh, really?
I ain't seen it.
Well, we ought to try to find her and see what kind of hat that is. It's really something.
Yeah.
I reckon I better get over yon and try to find out what his granddaddy's doing.
He's really sassy today.
Mm-hmm. He feels good this morning. I'm so glad.
Yeah.
He went to bed last night. Slept all night.
Miss Daisy, I didn't quite get all that we were saying over at your house last night.
What?
You were saying that you'd gone over there and cut out my woods over there.
No, I didn't say I was going to cut them out. I said this. I wish that gang would come along here and cut them out. Cut them now. You said the lights blind you. Your woods out there blinds me. I can't see nothing through there. And I said I'd be glad if they would come and cut it down and let the light shine in.
Well, if you catch anybody cutting down my woods, you tell them to lay off.
Ain't nobody gonna cut it but them long to do it. And I ain't gonna tell them to let alone you ain't me.
I tell you, she wants a... Miss Daisy's broken her whole hound. Maybe we better not let her have a whole hound.
Yeah. I'm going to get a whole hound or a whole one.
You sure have, Miss Daisy.
Yes, sir.
Get one of them big old eye holes and it won't break.
Won't break?
Uh-huh.
Well, the hole ain't broke, but the hound broke in it.
Yeah,
that's what it is, an eye hole. And Fred, he don't have a hound.
He don't?
No.
How about your shears? These people were going to get you some shears.
I didn't think to ask him, did he have any? While I was talking about the whole hell,
yeah.
I should have asked him.
Yeah.
But I didn't. I didn't think about it.
Well, some people were going to get you some, wasn't they?
Well, I'm willing to wait. She said she'd get me some sometime.
Yeah.
You're talking about your wife.
Well, now, those bushes may be growing up higher than guys' trees before I get them to you.
I'll be kicking them down. So
how you do it, Miss Daisy?
Well, I use them same old scissors. That's what I'm using.
And then you take them in there and use them on Ben's clothes.
Do what?
Then you have to cut with them.
Mm-hmm. Well, you see, I don't aim for him to get old Tom. He don't want nothing to work with. You know, he got up this morning, he eat a big breakfast. I guess I better go, because ain't a thing there for him to eat if he get hungry.
And he swept the porch?
Yeah, he swept the porch.
And he told me about plowing with mules?
Hi, J.R.
He's done it in jail. Oh, huh.
He really filled that chair last night, Miss Daisy. Oh, he filled it.
Who that?
J.R.
He's solid, ain't he?
Who?
Why, he looked like this, like a chunk of lead in that chair.
To my jail?
Yeah.
Oh, he's tough. Well, he eats enough, Mr. Miles. No, Bess's gas was out.
Yeah.
Money. Yeah, what's me? Monday, her gas gave out. So she come over there to the house and told me her gas was out. Well, she had some beans, so she brought them over there. Cooked them on my stove where she had a hot plate. She could do the rest of her cooking on. Of course, she couldn't find the hot plate. Did I guess she'd have cooked the beans over there. She couldn't find it till late that evening. It was down to Doris's house somewhere. So she had to wait till Doris come to find it. So Tuesday evening, Jill come over there. He asked me to fix his supper. I told him, yes, I'll fix it. He had a can of corned beef, you know them big cans like that.
Oh.
And a can of peas, loaf of bread, two cartons of lemonade. So I fixed it, his peas and his beef, and put it on, set on the table on plate and a spoon. You know, he eat every bit of it. He drank all that juice. He eat up everything he had but the bread. He left, I reckon, looked like about 3 or 4 slices of bread. Every bit.
Why, Miss Davis?
Turned the bowl up and drank the juice. Off of the bees. You know, the peas have a little juice, and he turned it up and drank it. He said to me, he said, Miss Daisy, said that soup is good with them peas. I said, yes, dear. I said, help yourself. I looked at the bowl, what I put the beef in when it got warm. There wasn't nothing in here. It looked like it took bread and sopped it out. Drink both of them cartons of juice. So I told Bessie, I said, Bessie, I said, you know, J.R. ate up everything he had but bread. I said, he left a little bit of bread. She said, that's the way he do all the time. I said, my soul, I don't see how I could do it, but he did. Well, what bread he left when he got ready to go, he carried it on. I don't know if he carried it back to Miss Bess's or carried it with him for his lunch. But he ate up all that stuff.
Well, that big can of corned beef is enough for 4 people.